17th of August, with Sarah, Sir Ken, Robert, Jonathan, Azita, and Ivan.
Azita was mentioning confidence and writing a note about confidence from yesterday's discussion. Now, I heard about two kinds of sadha, Pakati sadha and Bhavana sadha. Are you familiar with these two different kinds of sadha, Pakati sadha and Bhavana sadha? Well, this is what a friend wrote. Actually, this is from Lady Sayadaw's Bodhipakya Dipani. And what I was surprised about was he mentioned that the opposite of sadha was tanha.
That's from Dipitaka.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. And what he wrote about was that sadindriya, sadha is of two kinds, pakati sadha, bhavana sadha. Well, we know what bhavana sadha is. And pakati sadha is normal, usual, and associates with tanha according to circumstances, and this can produce only pakati, kusala, kama, dana, sila, etc. It cannot overcome tanha with strength. On the other hand, tanha keeps pakati sadha under its power.
But there is sadha based on the understanding of dhamma.
Without understanding, it's still sadha, which accompanies kusala citta or sovana citta.
These two kinds of sadha.
Each moment of sadha is driven by the tejasikas which accompany.
So one can exist outside the Buddha Dhamma.
Because when it's reality, it doesn't belong to any nationality at all. Whenever sovana citta arises, there must be sadha as one of the 19 tejasikas.
Well, perhaps this is what he's referring to as pakati sadha, but you're not familiar with the phrase.
What does it mean?
Just normal sadha arising with kusala cittas without
sovana
development
citta.
Of any.
It depends on your understanding, but can we know that it's his understanding about pakati sadha? We just think that it means that, but actually we don't know exactly what he means.
And also, if it is just talking about the sadha which arises with sopana, citta is not satipatthana, could one say tanha is the opposite?
No. Opposite of sadha?
It's opposite of sadha.
Tanha is akusala, so it's opposite of kusala.
Yes.
If he means that they are very close, if there is no right understanding to see the difference between lobha and sadha.
Yes.
Without understanding, can anyone tell the difference between moments of tanha and moments of sadha?
Like a near enemy, something like that, if there's no understanding, because one could easily take the attachment when one pays respect for being sadha.
Like usually this. When there is wrong view, one thinks one has sadha, but actually it's lobha.
We've talked about this before, no doubt. In one of the commentaries, in fact, the commentary to the Nitipakarana, it says that tanha for dharma is recommended or something. It's still a kusala, but it's
followed.
To be followed, right? This is something in the commentary. Have you heard this before?
Can tanha be a condition for sadha?
Yes.
By what condition?
Upanisya
Pachya. Right.
Can you say a bit more about why they would say that for the monk who has tanha for dharma, the commentary says it's a kusala, but still, as Jonathan said, it should be followed. Why?
At moment of tanha of dharma, it has to be tanha.
Yes, it's still tanha. And that's a kusala. Why would he want to follow it? Following
akusala.
The dharma?
Tanha is a kusala, no matter what object it is.
Mm. But the commentary says it's something that should be encouraged, basically. This type of tanha, right?
I think it has to be understood, it has to be known.
But it's separating this type of tanha from other types of tanha, like tanha for a woman or for a monk, or tanha for some things are very bad, should not be followed, but tanha for dharma, it says it should be followed.
Tanha to practice wrong view.
Sorry, can you explain a bit more?
Tanha to practice right or wrong, eh?
Just wanting to
practice.
Yeah, well, that doesn't help. That's what I would say, it doesn't help at all. I can see what the commentary is getting at, that Tanhapa Dharma for a monk is not as bad as some other things. But
what about the monk would like to practice
wrongly? Well, it doesn't say that in the commentary.
But we have to consider
it,
what's there.
Tanha for Dharma can take you to the wrong path. So why should it be?
Well, because the commentary says it should.
So they say to be encouraged should be done? The exact words?
Something like that. Do you remember that, Jonathan?
I seem to remember the words to be followed.
To be followed and not to be followed.
Yeah.
But it seems to me that all it means is that if when studying Dhamma there is Tanha, it doesn't mean one stops studying Dhamma just because it's driven by tanha.
That's a possible choice.
I don't think it's meaning that encourage the development of tanha for dhamma.
No.
Because that wouldn't be productive.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, John, yeah.
And to be precise, I think that we better understand that phrase or that word. Otherwise, we have one's own.
Yeah, is that another one we should look at in the Pali?
I remember it's sevitabha, to be followed, to be pursued.
Quite a strong word.
Sevitabha. But I remember asking you about that once, and I think it was this extract. And I think you mentioned that also it depends who is being talked about. For example, if it's the one who is close to being an arahat, then just some tanha is left and it has to arise.
It depends on what's the meaning of that. We think in our own way, or what is that it's meant? What about the cheating dhamma? See, tanha for dhamma.
That can be a cheating dhamma as well, yeah. It's a complex commentary on the Nikkhapagarana.
I remember that phrase now, sevitabha, we translate it as to be followed, but I think we discussed that the meaning is followed. So for one who has developed high degree of insight, other kinds of tanha are not followed, but still some tanha is followed.
Mm-hmm.
So not to be followed, but is followed.
It doesn't mean should be.
No, but is followed.
It's tanha anyway.
Yeah. Mm. The commentary is clear that it is akusala, but it's indicating, the way I read the commentary in English anyway, is that it's a positive type of akusala, they are saying. Don't you feel it in English?
The translation, because of the verb tense, is translated as to be followed, like it should be pursued, but I think the meaning is it is followed.
Besides, someone with right understanding, very good understanding, the tanha in that case would be quite different from someone who has wrong understanding.
True.
And a lot of people who bring this up do have wrong understanding.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're using that to justify their wrong...
Justify having their wrong practice. Yeah. Yeah. Another question I had, So Ken, last time I was here, you brought up the thing parami for parami. We were having a discussion about people say who are not Buddhist, but they develop generosity, or they develop samatha, or they develop something. Is it still parami?
I don't think so, as long as there's no right understanding.
What is it then? Sukunda said that
parami.
It's a parami for developing parami.
Sub-parami, not the direct or the real parami. Because when there is understanding, that can be condition for parami.
For the person who's developed a lot of, say, giving or generosity in many lives, then they develop understanding.
That can be conditioned.
That past accumulation of giving, once they get understanding, that will make the parami of dana stronger?
When we talk about parami, it seems like something that we are going to do. But actually, it's this moment parami. Daily life, when there is understanding, study, and go on learning about the truth. So all these moments are parami. We don't have to try to find other parami, or try to think whether it's parami or not.
What about these other people that don't have understanding, that do things?
They don't have such understanding to learn or to know reality right now at all.
Right. But are they developing parami at all? Any use?
Not yet, just accumulation. Wholesome accumulation.
Wholesome accumulation.
Yeah.
Is that helpful for them?
After having understanding, that can be conditioned.
Oh, okay. So it is helpful, potentially helpful.
Only when there is understanding.
But it might be in a future life that...
Long. It depends on how far.
That giving and so on, the good things they do in this life may be a good condition for a future life.
What about if you think parami as just goodness?
Yes.
All 10 paramis are goodness.
But people who are not Buddhist have goodness too.
Yes, but no understanding.
Yes.
So it's goodness with understanding.
With so parami is goodness with
because
right understanding.
The goal of parami is the eradication of unwholesomeness. Mm. This is the work, and what condition the goal to be able to eradicate defilements, that is parami. That's all.
Can one say that all the paramis have to develop together? There cannot be any one parami missing when...
Find out in this moment of citta. That's very, metta or what else,
And when we talk about the bodhisattva's development of the paramis, obviously there is understanding, but how much satipatthana, who can say? So the paramis are being developed, even if it's not satipatthana to the degree of insight.
Yeah. Each moment of kusala and akusala is accumulated in each citta, not only this life. So what about parami? And what is not parami, whether it will become parami, and so on.
And sir, are you saying that the bodhisattva would have satipatthana even in those lives where he hasn't heard the Dhamma?
Well, who can really say? I mean, he's heard the Dhamma. He's heard the Dhamma from previous Buddhas. So he's heard the teachings, and this is the bodhisattva. So what I understood was that understanding is being developed, satipatthana is being developed, but not to the level of any insight, but who can say to what level?
For all of us, who can tell about previous lives, whether one had heard a lot or just little understanding of satipatthana. But when in this life, no hearing about satipatthana yet, what are there in those jittas from birth? They are already accumulated. It takes just time or condition for its arising. That's all. It's like all the seeds already conditioned at the right time.
So he's heard the teachings before from previous Buddhas. Can one say that any satipatthana has been developed?
It's like you, haven't heard about before.
Yes.
Have you had satipatthana before?
Before hearing teachings, no, of course not.
It's like bodhisattva's life.
Yeah.
No different.
He didn't have satipatthana.
During those lives,
no satipatthana.
That he didn't hear anything, but before that, he had accumulated.
In some of his lives as bodhisattva, the Buddha teaching was existent. Mm-hmm. So,
but I mean, the lives when he wasn't hearing from a Buddha, did he have satipatthana? No,
because
that's what
he's
I thought.
Not hearing it.
Yeah. If the teaching was there.
Yeah.
And all the good deeds in the life after he had heard the teachings, all the good deeds, were they parami?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Even he didn't hear the teachings. So,
but it wasn't satipatthana though?
Not in those lives.
Right. That's where to be satipatthana.
Okay, to be parami.
Yeah, so the conditions is not just having satipatthana, but also in the case of bodhisattva or something else. What is that something else?
Accumulated right understanding.
Yeah. In terms of the barami.
Barami again, good deeds.
Good deeds, right.
Goodness. So
for us, good deeds is not done with a barami.
Why just, not?
If we had,
once you had heard about the teachings, previous lives.
So even if you know nothing about satipatthana.
Yeah. Otherwise, how can Buddha have such parami in the life that he hadn't met the Buddha or the teaching at all?
He still had right understanding.
When and where and how, it depends on each life. Each life is different for bodhisattva too.
Yeah. But so, I mean, in our case, say we have heard the teaching before this lifetime, but in this lifetime, until we heard the teaching, so much wrong view.
Mm-hmm.
For me, not really any wholesome life at all. But it doesn't have to be the same for everyone. I suppose if they've developed satipatthana to a high degree in previous
If you don't call it parami, goodness is goodness.
Yes. But I think what Sukhin was asking about, because previously you gave a definition of parami as goodness with right understanding. Mm-hmm. So he's asking about the lifetime.
In this life, when goodness or good deeds is not accompanied by panya, it can be parami of one's understanding.
And this is because we've heard about the Dhamma in previous lives.
because the intention to understand reality and to go on to understand, to penetrate the truth. So all the good deeds condition, each moment is different from the other moment by accumulation of each moment of kusala and akusala. See?
Don't forget that when he became Bodhisattva, he was capable of enlightenment in that lifetime.
Yes.
So all that accumulated right view,
yes,
it makes a difference by way of sannya and so forth.
Yeah.
It's difficult for us to conceive.
Apparently, even for us, Ajahn is saying that kusala is kusala and it can be barami.
Okay.
Even if we didn't hear the teachings.
If there is patience at this moment for any situation, can that be barami?
Mm-hmm.
See, we don't have to have understanding and wholesomeness of that degree so hard, like we have to be so patient and things like that. So
to,
that it called barami.
Don't have to give your body to a child.
We don't have to name it at all. All goodness or all good deeds, kusala citta, accumulated. See?
Right, so what's the difference between someone who does not appreciate Dhamma and someone who does but has not heard the Dhamma?
We don't know, we cannot tell the accumulation at all. Like Sariputta's mother, she became Sotapanna. But before that, see, all her parami was in her accumulation from moment to moment.
So let's say in next life, not hear the teachings, can parami be developed?
If we would say goodness without expectation, any situation, patient, can be conditioned for parami or can be parami, each moment of kusala.
Anyway, even if it's not parami, we were saying if it's goodness, it still can be a condition for future parami, when understanding develops.
Yeah. So if you think in terms of parami, goodness and parami, it's not separated like that.
So one can't even say that if there are the accumulations or the paramis develop when someone hears the teachings, there will be understanding, because like Sariputta's mother, she didn't understand that when she first heard
the teachings. That anyone who has become Aryan Savaka must have accumulated parami. That's enough, see. Not just in one life, all goodies in lives. So is this moment parami as well,
good
or
thing.
Not?
Mm-hmm.
If this moment's not parami, I don't know when that would be.
Or stay for longer?
I've got my little book out here this morning because we've been talking so much about understanding, and I started to read a chapter out of the Visuddhimagga on the aggregates. And it talks about understanding, what is understanding, what sense is it understanding. Then it went in to say how many kinds of understanding are there. And that became very difficult for me to work out. And then I even read it out at lunchtime to Sakin and Ivan, and we thought it was just very hard to read. But I guess my question is all these different sorts of understanding, does it all just talk about panya? But it's looking at panya from all different angles.
Read the different understandings.
Okay, how many kinds of understandings are there? Firstly, is having the characteristic of penetrating the individual essences of states of one kind. As mundane and supramundane, it is of two kinds. Likewise, as subject to cankers and free from cankers, and so on. I don't know what the so on would be. As the defining of mentality and of materiality, as accompanied by joy or by equanimity, and the explanations of all of those were fairly easy, but as the planes of seeing and of development, and then seven, it is of three kinds, as consisting in what is reasoned, consisting in what is learnt, heard, and consisting in development. Likewise, as having a limited, exalted, or measureless object, and that was like just everyday objects, jhana and nibbana. As skill in improvement, detriment, and means, and that was, I didn't understand that. As interpreting the internal, that was one other question, interpreting the internal, the external, and the internal and the external. Why three?
What does Panya understand now? See?
Well, pretty well everything, I guess.
It's there.